Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB and on the OTCQB under the symbol MBYMF. I have on the line with me both Lawrence Rolston, President and CEO, and Lucia Penny, the Vice President of Exploration. Now, I wanted to bring you two on the show because I wanted to get an update on the work that has been happening up in the Golden Triangle for the company. The company holds a handful of projects in the Golden Triangle, six in total, and there has been work ongoing throughout this summer work season on a number of them. We're going to focus on a couple main projects, but before we get into a detailed recap of the work that has been ongoing and some of the core that's already in the labs, Lawrence, I wanted to get a broad update from you. Bring everyone up to speed on all the work and the overall focus that the company had this year in the Golden Triangle, please.
Thanks, Corey. Glad to be back on and giving people an update. It's been a very, very exciting year for Mountain Boy. We've accomplished a lot. As you mentioned, we've got properties in the Golden Triangle. We did a lot of work this year. We made a very deliberate decision to focus on the Golden Triangle because of the extraordinary geology of that region, the enormous potential, plus the fact that it's a really great area to build mines. The major companies are now starting to get involved up there. And by focusing on that one area, we've developed a lot of expertise in the region, and we've been able to consolidate big blocks of ground over several targets that we see as being highly prospective. Our objective is to make discoveries on a scale that attract the larger mining companies, and we're absolutely moving in that direction. But as you said, the real message here is the great work that was done over this past exploration season, and Lucia is the one to talk about that. Lucia is doing an outstanding job of overseeing the exploration program. She directed field work on five projects over this past field season.
Lucia, let's start off with the American Creek property because that's where a lot of the interest is initially because of the drill program from last year, and I understand drilling this year. So please start there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So this year at American Creek, we were able to get into the field a lot earlier, and we set out right away to do some kind of mapping and detailed structural mapping in and around the high-grade zone. We also were able to get underground this season, which we were quite happy about because we weren't sure about the conditions of the underground. But the majority of them were deemed safe. So we got a really good look at what was happening to a lot of the mineralization underground, a lot of the controlling features, and we were able to kind of take samples and kind of get a better idea of the constraints there and see it in 3D. Also had a drone on site this year, and we were able to use the drone to do a bunch of surveys. And what those surveys were able to do was give us kind of like a hill shade and slope analysis. So from a lot of our structural analysis, we noted that a lot of the faults on the property were strike slip faults. And there were two main orientations. There was a northwest and a southeast, and they were mostly sinistral, and an east-west faults that were dextral. And in several places, we found that the economic mineralization occurred at the intersection of the west dipping horizons and the east-west fault zones. So that was really important for us to know and have a handle before we started our drill program. And once we did start the drill program, we went out to test three different targets. So we were testing the high-grade zone, and that was one of our setups where we did five holes. And through all of our detailed mapping, which included a lot of rope work, we found an extension to the high-grade zone, and that was about 300 meters to the north. And we tested that with two holes. Then we jumped 1.7 kilometers to the north and tested the maybe zone in drilling with one hole. So we drilled about 1,000 meters, and we're very encouraged with what we saw.
Okay, so we're still waiting on those drill results, but that is kind of a broad update there, the work done at American Creek. What about the BA, Silver Lead Zinc VMS project? I understand that there was some drilling that was happening there as well this year.
Yeah, so BA was first discovered back in 2006. And Ed Kurczowski, who was with Mountain Boy then, kind of just landed in the right spot. He landed on this bench known as the Barber Zone, and it had really exceptional mineralization along this bench. And so a lot of the focus on the BA property has been on the Barber Zone to date. So the last time the BA was drilled was back in 2010. At the end of 2010, we did a bunch of channel sampling, and they gave some pretty favorable results. One of the best results included about 600 grams per ton silver, multiple percent lead and zinc, and elevated copper and gold in places. So trenching happened there in 2010, 2011, 2016. And this year, drilling on BA was really to drill test those channel samples that had returned such favorable numbers. So we did one pad, four holes, three different azimuths. And while we were drilling, we were able to do a bunch of field work on the BA. And the BA is a pretty large property and hasn't had a lot of field work. So in the limited amount of field work we've done, we found two new zones that we're quite excited about.
Okay, so you are already delineating, I guess, future drill targets, but right now the drilling at American Creek and BA, is all that drilling wrapped up?
It is for this season, yes.
Okay, then we just wait for those assay labs, but I think we all know that the assay labs are very slow in their turnaround time. Let's also talk about this Telegraph property. It's one of the newest projects in the company's portfolio. What work was done there this year?
This year we did about 2 weeks of field work. And in that time, we went over a lot of the historic anomalies and checked them out. And we were able to ground truth a bunch of them and find a few new zones. In 2014, there was a very limited drill program there. And the drilling did intersect mineralization, sub-economic, in the volcanic pile. So we were able to sample about 100 samples from the drill core, and we had Farhad Buzarahi from MDRU take those samples and analyze them through shortwave infrared for us, SWIR. So we're going to take a really close look at the alteration and hydrothermal assemblages there. So far, the preliminary data has us encouraged because it does show several different hydrothermal events and pulses, which is what you want to see. Also, very excitingly, one of our geotechnicians found a boulder of the intrusion with very favorable mineralization in it. And that's really significant for us because to date, all the mineralization that has been drilled has been in the surrounding volcanics. To have evidence of the mineralization in the intrusion is really what we're excited to see.
So Lawrence, can you give us any background on any of historic work that has been done here at the Telegraph project?
There was a lot of work done on that property over the last 50 or so years. We have documentation from at least 50 companies that have operated and produced results from little bits and pieces through what is now our consolidated Telegraph property. So we've consolidated for the first time a property that covers 200 square kilometers that was explored by a lot of companies, each looking at little pieces. This is the first time that it's had a broad overview geological examination. So the work that Lucia and her team did, it, you know, verified a lot of the work that was done previously, but expanded outward from the results that were done from the previous companies.
All right, Lawrence, wrap us up then with general comment on news flow. What investors need to be watching for here, big picture, because the company did have a number of work programs on a handful of different projects.
Yeah, we've got a lot of news coming out over the next few months. We've got further news on the corporate front. We've got results from field work on five different projects. So yes, there's going to be a lot of news flow over the next, and realistically, by the time we get all the results from the labs and process it all, it'll be months of news releases coming out of this year's program. And by that time, we'll already be planning for next year's field season, putting things in place to get out and get the earliest possible start for the season for next year.
All right, Lawrence, Lucia, thank you for the update. I know that this really was just a high-level overview because we are still awaiting all of the results from the work programs, but I did want to bring everybody up to speed on what's been going on with Mountain Boy because of, well, there's been so much work going on in the Golden Triangle. There are a lot of interesting companies up there. In full disclosure, I do hold shares in Mountain Boy Minerals. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And we will follow up on the back of some more news. Lawrence, Lucia, thank you for the update today.